Thank you for listening to Mortgage Minute with CFO Jason Brooks.
Holly, Jason, and we have our special guest, Iris, and this is Jason's Mortgage Minutes. Aren't you proud of me? I got it right
you
today.
You got it right. I got it right today. That's fantastic. Yes, ma'am.
So today we're going to talk about some questions that have come up to us. So also things that we've kind of seen on our Facebook page that everybody asking. I do have them written down because trying to remember everything. I'm still a little tired. I was in D.C. all last week, so I'm just a little sleepy, right? So Jason, one of the questions that came up was about like the closing calls, and you know, is it realistically having enough money to put down for that closing calls? Give us some tidbits and things and some advice for that for our viewers.
So sometimes there gets a little bit of a I guess a loss in translation when we say, hey, VA loan's awesome. It's 100% financing. Well, that 100% financing doesn't actually include the close. Unfortunately, you can't just roll closing costs into a purchase transaction. You're going to have, depending on the area of the country, depending on the state, sometimes even dependent on the county, the closing costs could range from anywhere from 2% of your purchase price to 3.5% of your purchase price. And a lot of that's just dependent on, like I said, the state and stuff like that. So you do have to have a plan in place before you go out making offers on a home of what amount of money do I have for potential closing costs, or do I have to, you know, negotiate the closing costs into the deal with the seller? Because that is also an option. So that's something to definitely think about. And again, that, like I said, anywhere from 2 to 3% is usually going to keep you in a pretty good space. Definitely there's 100% financing with VA, so that part of it's taken care of. You don't have to put down payment funds down. But you do still have to have money set aside for closing costs unless you negotiate it in the deal, which is why it's really important to work with a realtor who's full-time, that knows what they're doing, that knows that market, that and is communicating with the lender who's giving the pre-approval. Because now they know, okay, hey, listen, you know, if I get a realtor that calls me and says, hey, I got a buyer, this is where they're at, we're going to pre-approve it. When I go through the process with the buyer and the agent at that point, I'm telling them, hey, you know, this is how much money we have set aside. They'd really rather not use this if they don't have to. So let's try to go ahead and get some closing costs negotiated in the deal. And if it happens, great. If it doesn't, at least the agent knows whether they need it or not. You know, it's different to want it, but if they need it, obviously it's a big deal because it'll blow up the deal. So
as y'all know, I like to like break this down to lingo terms that Carly can understand, because that's a whole lot of fancy.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll go back to Iris. Iris, today I decided I'm going to buy a house in Tampa. I know that would make y'all very happy.
It would.
Buy a house in Tampa. And say, you know, I got pre-approved for, say, $300,000, mm-hmm. but I found a home for $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. And I'm military, so I have my VA. So tell us a little bit how all this would come together, how y'all work together, mm-hmm. as the loan officer, the realtor, mm-hmm. and we'll tie in that one other question was that using your VA loan multiple times. So now I have a home in North Carolina. Okay. I still have that home in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Either I'm going to sell it or not. We don't know. Mm-hmm. And now I want to buy the house in Tampa, but I have my VA. Can I use that? Is there a funding fee? Does it increase? Take over.
Yeah, so I'll jump in right off the gate. So as far as the communication piece is concerned, you know, one of the most important pieces of this whole puzzle is communication between all parties. We want to make sure that not only are we giving the buyer everything they need to know to make a decision, but we're also communicating that to everybody else who's involved. And a lot of the times you have multiple transactions happening, right? You're buying a house from somebody who's selling a house who may be buying another house, and that can start a domino effect. So we want to make sure that we're making sure closing dates are lined up properly, that expectations are lined up properly, but also just making sure that the customer knows what's going on and is fully
aware. And I come to you first to get that pre-approval.
Yeah,
well, so first they would actually talk to you, Holly, with Military mm-hmm. Home Base, and Holly's job is to kind of set expectations, and your initial call is probably going to be from Jason,
mm-hmm.
and Jason's going to talk to you about financing. He's going to get a feel for what you guys have going on financially.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to ask what
lots of
questions. Do you guys currently have a home loan? Are you retired or a veteran no longer active duty? Because if you are, you might not have a funding fee.
Right.
So those are the questions that Jason asks during your consult with him.
And a lot of documents.
A lot of documents are needed because Pre-approval versus pre-qualification makes you a stronger buyer
yes.
and a stronger prospect in a multiple offer situation.
Yeah, and we don't pre-qualify, we pre-approve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So once you have that, you're connected, if you're in Tampa, you're connected with me or one of my team. And what we're going to do is
When you're somewhere else, you're connected to other
one of our teams. Other military mm-hmm. home base realtors. And the reason we recommend you use one of our military home-based realtors is because they're well-versed in the VA loan, believe it or not. Yeah, we've vetted them. They're experienced. They're affiliated with the military, so they know how PCS process works. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to throw them because they know the process inside and out. Mm-hmm. So going back to Holly, $250,000, you're pre-approved. We sit down and have a buyer consultation. I set your expectations on costs, so money you need to have in your bank account, because buying a house is not free.
Right.
It's 0% down. It is not free. So you should expect in the Tampa market, these are very market specific, by the way. In the Tampa market, 1% of the purchase price is probably going to be your earnest deposit. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to pay for inspections. The number of inspections, the cost of inspections will depend on the home you select. So it could be
area.
And the area you select. Mm-hmm. So it could be anywhere from $350 all the way up to well over $1,000 in inspections if it's on septic and well and all these other things. Mm-hmm. And then once we're under contract, we go ahead and throw it back to Jason's team.
Right. Yep. And then we would order the appraisal, obviously, at that mm-hmm. point.
Yeah.
Appraisal gets done. And usually from that point, we're about 7 days out from being cleared to close once we get the appraisal back in our hands. So typically the process goes very quickly. We become very good friends for a few weeks, which is always fun. And we get to share that experience with everybody. And we want to make sure that you're not only happy with the entire process, but once the process is completed, you know, you still have access to Holly and their concierge service
for
military home base for everybody to, again, regardless of the question, if you're moving from Colorado Springs to Tampa mm-hmm. and you don't know anybody here and something goes on or you need a service or
something, I'm your friend.
There's nowhere. Mm-hmm. You can go to Google, right, and read reviews. But at the end of the day, if you get a personal referral from somebody who you know and trust, more than likely, I'm going to take that personal referral
yeah.
over a Google review, right? So I want to make sure, we want to make sure that in each area of the country, wherever you are, using our service, using Military Home Base as a whole, will ultimately get you access to that same mm-hmm. service and benefit across the board. So,
and also with our realtors, mm-hmm. when we say that they're not here because we've sold a bunch of houses this past
year. We have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's been very exciting yeah. for the past 8 months. We've done more houses, I think, a little bit. Not here, right?
Yeah,
not here.
I think we're in seven states now.
Seven states. When you go through that process, if you're not happy, you are going to let me know you're not happy. You don't never have to tell the realtor because, it's a process right. where you don't only like, I really didn't like you and I didn't like the process. you just don't, right? So that's my job, is to make sure that you are happy yes. so that can come back to, we're just not a team by ourselves, our other team. We all talk about this. Right. We truly want you to be happy from the beginning and not to the end for forever.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's so important. And that referral is very crucial and critical, right?
Mm-hmm.
Critical.
It is. Very
it's
much
critical. So when you do that referral for us, that's another question you get a lot. What can I give? Can I give you flowers? I get so happy.
Oh, yeah.
They want to buy you. No,
we
don't
awesome
want flowers.
That's
nice, but we don't
really
need flowers.
Nice.
We don't need coffee. That is a good
share
thing,
us
though.
With your family and friends.
Share,
that's the best way.
Share.
That's the best way to
and say those good things, because getting a compliment is so much better than an actual gift.
Reviews and referrals mm-hmm. are the best gift we can receive, because it allows us to grow and help even more veterans and families.
And what we are here for is for you, and especially our military community.
Yes.
We do not want you to have bad experience. I don't want a bad experience. And so why would I want you to have a bad experience? I want you to have the best experience ever. And I want you to be like jumping up and down. I jumped up and down for a house. Like, wow, you got a house, right? We don't want to be like, oh, this was not a good experience.
There was one additional question that came through that I definitely wanted to address. It was regarding VA assumption. FHA loans, VA loans, those are assumable. FHA is a little bit different how they do it. VA, you have to actually have VA eligibility in order to assume a VA loan. So with that being said, what an assumption is basically you coming and saying, okay, I need to sell my house. I'm a veteran. I have a VA loan. I have another veteran that may be PCSing to the area that would like to buy my house. Can't I just allow them to assume my loan, which yes, you can. I will tell you that the process is a little different. So there is typically cost involved with that. I just had, about a week ago, I had a young lady come to me, and there was, I want to say it was about $7,200 that she was going to have to write a check for in order for the assumption to go through. But then on top of that, she was selling her home for more, for what the market is today versus what she owed on it. So now there's a gap in between there as well, which means the buyer's going to have to write a check for that amount. So it doesn't usually line up to be the best option. It just, again, it's completely dependent on the scenario. You know, we can instruct you on that. We can go through the whole process to show you exactly what that means, how it would work for you, if it's the best option for you to do. Typically you only see that if, let's say interest rates were 6% and you could assume a loan at 3.5 right now, that might be a good idea, because it's going to save you, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in interest over time. However, with the interest rates being where they are currently, there's really not a tremendous amount of benefit in assuming another loan right now. So.
Well, and there's another piece to that, right? Because usually you're using a realtor to purchase. The VA loan does not allow for you as a VA buyer to pay your commission to the buyer's agent, which means the seller has to agree to pay the buyer's agent.
Plus they have all their costs.
Plus their costs.
Out of pocket, right?
So what looks like it would be a simple transaction of, oh, let's just change the name and assume the loan, is actually a very involved process.
Yeah.
So make sure you understand that and understand how the process is going to work to make sure it's the right fit for you, because it's a lot deeper than it sounds.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that same thing holds true. I had a recent scenario, very similar, husband and wife going through divorce, both were veterans. House was in husband's name. She wanted to assume it. It was going to cost $7,000-$8,000 for her to do that. She ended up just doing a traditional refinance loan, and it was actually much less.
Less expensive.
Yeah, much less expensive.
Yeah.
So, and she ended up with a better rate than she was assuming.
I have a question for you. So what if my husband and I had locked, we didn't, by the way, but if we had locked a 2.5% mortgage and we wanted a well-qualified non-VA buyer assume our VA loan?
Can't do it.
So you're tied to choose.
Only VA. They'd have to have VA eligibility in order for them to assume a VA loan.
So there it is.
Very simple.
Yeah.
FHA is different. FHA would allow you to do that in any circumstance. But again, an FHA is kind of the civilian arm of a VA loan. It's just got monthly mortgage insurance, and they still have a funding fee as well, and a little different restrictions. You have to put money down. But at the end of the day, they're both Ginnie Mae loans.
Right.
And one's guaranteed, one's insured. But VA, by far, regardless of whether you have a funding fee or not, is the best loan you can get. You know, if you're if you have more than 10% or more disability through the VA, you're exempt from the funding fee immediately. So that's another question I get quite a bit. And also, the funding fee on a purchase transaction is actually based on down payment. So you can actually get the funding fee down to less than a third of what it would normally be if you were to put 5 or 10% down.
Okay.
So it does actually fluctuate based on down payment. So I do have this quite a bit where I have a jumbo VA, for example. Where they're putting a little bit of money down, it actually it reduces the funding fee dramatically. And also, too, if you wanted to use a VA loan multiple times, you by all means can. I've gotten that question or concern a lot, where veterans think that they can only use it once. It's a one-time thing, and that's it. They're saving it for whatever. You can actually, there's an unlimited amount of VA loans you can do as long as you're paying them back like you're supposed to. You can actually have more than one VA loan at the same time because it's based on eligibility of a certain dollar amount. In this case right now, it'd be $480,000. So if you bought a house in your
situation, I said I had one
in North Carolina.
North Carolina. And I can still purchase.
Yeah, so let's say you owe $200,000 in North Carolina house.
Mm-hmm.
You would have about $280,000. And again, these numbers aren't exact.
And if I was doing $250,000, I'm well within my range.
Then you're within the range, and you could
have two homes.
Essentially have two homes with both who have VA loans on them at the current moment.
One of the questions that I've heard recently in one of our spouse groups is, when you reuse your VA loan, how does that affect the funding fee? Does it continue to go up with each?
Only one time, yeah. Okay. So the VA funding fee is 2.15% for first time use. And unless it's a purchase and you're putting money down, it's actually less than that.
Mm-hmm.
The refinance transaction, if you were ever to do another VA loan, whether it's a refinance or a purchase, if it's 100% financing, it's 3.3%. And again, if there's more than 10% or more disability through the VA, then you're exempt from the funding fee regardless. It doesn't matter what it is. And on an interest rate reduction loan, which is the VA to VA refinance, where there's no cash out involved, that's only, it's 0.5%. So it's a very small number in comparison to what it would normally be.
Yeah. Oh, one more question, because I saw this come up in the spouse retirement mm-hmm. group. Let's talk about what happens. Let's say I went ahead and bought a new home right after retirement, but my husband doesn't have his VA disability rating yet. Mm-hmm. Let's say he gets his rating 2 or 3 months later.
I've seen this a lot.
What happens to that funding fee?
It's a good question. I'd have to actually research that, but I would put a little bit of weight in that you may have a case. I would assume that it would be retroactive and a portion of that funding fee would be refundable depending on the time frame.
This is good. So we're going to go back to you. We're going to do our research.
I researched it.
I didn't know. Okay, great.
But it's good that you're going to go back and
we're going to do research on it to make sure.
So, yes, it can be reimbursed.
That's
reimbursed to the loan, which is pretty fantastic, but you have to go through the lender to do it.
Yeah. And so, then it'd go back as a principal reduction, which would reduce the loan amount, and in turn, you may even, reduce your payment a little bit by doing that too. So yeah,
I love that. We never get him. This is the first time that we got you. That's really good, guys.
Thank you for that. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Thanks for tuning in to the Mortgage Minute with Jason Brooks.
And remember that military holidays is bringing home one base at a time. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and end the live very slowly. very, very.